I found the Kennedys today down at Riverside Park. Jack in a V-neck, the color called Seafoam in the crew catalog. Throwing a football with the lanky junior, 11 and all legs, juking and beaming at his living father, and laughing when the president yelled, "Cold in here, start the fire," which made no sense on such a balmy day. Every word seems so precious now that they've all gone away. Strange to find them where the wide river crotches open to expose the mill with its decaying factory, long conveyor, and reposed cone of quartzite. But industrial parks have positive aesthetic qualities when seen with some perspective. Smokestacks provide scale and chart the sweep of human history. And I don't mind imagining the distant giants of industry who've built our era, all the Richards, Teds, and Daryls, on such a day piloting their boats while Camelot's football wobbles into the shadow of our large Hiawatha statue, a Zimmerhockle, Andrew, 1962. History describes it as a tumultuous era, the 60s, when justice and peace might have broken free of slogans and become a kind of reality. But I think Bugs Bunny was the greater influence on Zimmerhockle, whose huge pastel chief seems most poised to step back into a TV that might be loaded on an Acme truck and driven off a cliff. Ah, poof. Our Hiawatha, arms crossed with a peace pipe, high above the paddle wheeler and friendship garden, makes history fun, as Jack would have wanted for everyone. Lifelong fitness and satisfaction. In a land beyond skirmish or treaty, fuel or distribution, a stretch of bronze in setting sun.